Hi, this is Daniel Scribner here with a quick preview of our next Outlier Founders episode, which comes out tomorrow. In it, I'm joined by Jivko Bajanov, who played professional tennis before co-founding ShipBob with Dhruv Saxena and Divi Gulati in 2014. Jivko is currently the Senior Vice President of Strategic Projects at ShipBob, and over the last 8 years, he's led the development and launch of almost every major strategic initiative at ShipBob. From their transition from owning their fulfillment centers to developing an asset-light partner network of fulfillment centers to the launch of affordable two-day shipping for all of ShipBob's customers. Listen in as we decode how ShipBob has grown from shipping orders from the co-founder's apartment to running a network of 30-plus fulfillment centers located around the world that fulfills orders for 7,000 brands, including 100 Thieves, Spikeball, Tom Brady's TB2, and many, many more. It's an incredible conversation you don't want to miss. Here's one of my favorite moments from it. Listen tomorrow for the full episode. One of the other things, you know, that I heard was that, you know, you guys ended up getting a lot of your original customers by literally just standing outside of a UPS store. And I think you had these like ship captain's hats in the early days as a form of kind of guerrilla marketing. Talk about that and why that made sense, why that was the right way to go about learning more.
We had entered YC, and a big thing in Y Combinator is coming up with a one North Star metric and reporting on that weekly. And for us, it was number of shipments. So week over week, we had to do more shipments, whatever it took. And on week two, had not been at the numbers that we needed to be. We started to brainstorm it. And at the time, I was leading our sales and marketing efforts. And we're brainstorming, like, we need to have like packages today, like right now, like, how do we do this? And like, where are the people with packages? And we're like, well, they're at the post office. Like, okay, great. Like, so we need to go to the post office and meet these people and talk to them. And yeah. And on literally like the one of the very first shipments we got was a lady who was just exiting the post office with all her stuff. And she just got rejected by the post office to ship her things because they weren't packaged. And we had, like, just arrived there, and we're not wearing like any ShipBob branding, or there's no like hat at the time, t-shirt or anything, and told her about our solution and service. And this lady, like, you know, like, I just remember the look on her face, like she thought it was a miracle that this had happened to her, and gave her all our stuff. And like, we wrote down her like credit card number on a sheet of paper. It was like completely very, very startup-ish. But it was just like, talk about the problem. Like, this person, like, complete, like, was in so much pain that willing to trust, you know, these random people that just came up to you on the street with all your stuff and your payment information. Yeah. So, but we got a lot of our original customers standing outside the post office and pitching them from that time of when they left their car before the post office door and wearing our heart on our sleeve there and taking those 30 seconds to get feedback essentially on our product. And, so like, I think something cool about like learning, you mentioned the ship captain hat, like learning from your environment. There was a gentleman who was selling Streetwise by the post office as well. And he was really successful getting people to come to him because he had a puppet. And we're like, oh my goodness, like we need something to get people to come talk to us. So the ship captain hats naturally evolved the thing.
I love it. What problem were you solving for those customers in those very early days? Like, thinking about that woman, is it basically the pitch was you never have to go and ship packages at the post office again? You effectively, ShipBob takes over, we'll package, we'll handle shipping. What was the value proposition? What were you selling customers on?
Exactly. So the value prop was that we would come to you and we'll pick up your items. They could be in an unpacked state, and then we will package them, take them to the post office or UPS or FedEx, wherever is most cost effective, and then provide you with obviously just a much better like experience. And we were looking at reviews of like the worst post offices to go stand out in front of, you know, to find that gap of
it's the not greatest hard.
Of experience. And that business model quickly evolved to like we were picking up from businesses where every day at the same time at like 4 p.m. we'd go and have the same package. And then the folks started saying, you know what, like, I feel like I'm wasting my time always meeting you here at 4 p.m. Can you just like take this box when it's 4 p.m. just like ship it out for me? Like, can you do that? And the light bulb, you know, went off that this is a service that where warehousing and fulfillment is really the evolution of the need here, and something that also opened up our market from being just city local to servicing companies all over the world. And we very quickly started developing our technology about operating warehouses and inventory management and all the things that come with running fulfillment centers.